Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Senator Rob Portman's decision not to run for re-election next year has created a wide-open race for one of Ohio's U.S. Senate seats. It's something that doesn't happen very often. Joining me to talk about what it could mean is WVXU's senior political analyst, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
The conventional wisdom is that Ohio's been trending Republican for some time now, and Democratic statewide office holders are really non-existent, except for Senator Sherrod Brown. So what's the Ohio Democratic Party's best chance for winning the Portman seat?
Well, it's hard to say for certain, but Tim Ryan, the congressman from Northeast Ohio, is, I think, definitely running for the Democratic nomination. He could be a strong candidate, but there are a lot of Ohio Democrats who believe that the party needs to start thinking outside the box and have a candidate who is not a white male.
Is there any precedent for that in Ohio?
None, really. In all of Ohio's history, there's never been a woman or an African-American who's held a U.S. Senate seat. None. In fact, neither the Republican or Democratic Party has ever nominated a black candidate for the Senate. There's only one woman who has been a party nominee for the Senate, and that was Mary Boyle of Cleveland, a Democrat, who ran in 1998, and she lost to George Voinovich.
And that was when John Glenn retired?
Yes.
What about the Republican side? Are they likely to have a diverse group of candidates in the 2022 Senate primary?
Well, it looks like there's a lot of talk of Jane Timken, the Cincinnati native, who's the Ohio Republican Party chair now, running for the Senate. I think that's probably likely, and she could become the first woman to be a major party nominee since Boyle in 1998. But the stable of potential GOP candidates is pretty much made up solely of white males.
What about black candidates? Are there any black candidates likely to run, perhaps on the Democratic side?
It's way too early to tell, but there are some that are being talked about and who are thinking about it. I think one is State Representative Amelia Sykes, House Minority Leader, Ohio House Minority Leader. She comes from a very powerful Akron political family. And Congresswoman Joyce Beatty of Columbus, who's very highly regarded, she's also being talked about and I think is probably thinking about making a run. Former Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman said last month that he was thinking about it, but then just the other day he tweeted out that he's decided against it. Now, the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus, which is all the black members of the Ohio General Assembly, they're actively out there scouting around and trying to recruit an African-American candidate for the Senate.
What do you think it would take for a black Democrat to be elected in Ohio?
Well, I think it would need a massive turnout of black voters in Ohio's urban areas, including Hamilton County. Something on the scale of the 2008 surge for Barack Obama. Didn't happen for Hillary Clinton in 2016. It didn't happen for Joe Biden last year. And that's one of the main reasons why Donald Trump won Ohio both times. I think a solid black candidate could probably attract some campaign dollars nationwide and fire up a lot of black voters to go out and do something that's never been done before. This worked in Georgia in December when there were two very crucial Senate seats up for election in a special election, and they both went to Democrats, and one was an African-American, Raphael Warnock. And that was a result of a massive get-out-the-vote campaign staged by Stacey Abrams, a master strategist in Georgia. Ohio would probably need its own Stacey Abrams to drive that campaign or borrow the real Stacey Abrams for a while.
Oh, no. Maybe she does that. Maybe she doesn't, right?
That's right.
Well, Howard, thank you so much. We should point out Howard's written more about this issue on our website, WVXU.org. Thanks for being here.
Certainly.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can read all of his columns and stories at WVXU.org.